Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
I'm Shannon Feltus.
I'm Bonnie Dutch.
And this is
You Are That.
We are two sisters who still, in the year 2022, cannot take a compliment.
I don't think that will ever change.
I think that's just our brand. You might know today's guest if you are a fan of Portland comedy, but tough luck and tough shit because they don't live in Portland anymore. Our amazing, wonderful comedic friend, Arlo Weyerhaeuser. Thank you so much for joining us.
Woo!
We have an amazing meet cute. Do you want to tell our meet cute or do you want me to tell?
Because
you had a funny encounter why Arlo thinks you're cool.
I don't remember. I was really slutty.
Oh, I'll tell you. Yeah. No. Bonnie was being a real whore at the coast.
I was Dark Bond and I was like throwing my tits around just hoping something would jump on them.
I've met her. Oh, I've met her.
Oh, she's dark.
So at Undertow Comedy Festival, we met a handful of the comedians that we hold dear now.
Hated them at the time.
It was great.
It was like camp and then we weren't comedians, but we got to like be part of camp. We were like counselors.
But we didn't have the pressure of having to be funny, which was really cool for us. I got to feed everybody, which then made them like me more, which is like my favorite thing. And then we'd all stand outside and smoke and like talk shit and have a great time.
I literally had my own cabin. Yeah. I can never get over the fact.
Did.
It was the best.
It was like my favorite comedy booking in the world because they gave me my own cabin and I could pretend to be who I am inside, which is an old weathered man.
I love it. It just had like fishing shit everywhere.
Yeah.
Literally. Like beachy.
Nautical themed. Yeah.
Haunted. There's like a sailboat on the wall and you're like, this speaks to my inner self.
Shells everywhere.
Yeah.
Everything had a seagull on it or something.
A map that was wrong. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Because it's so dated. The half of the ocean is taken over the coast. It doesn't exist anymore.
Give me a wrong map any day.
It was so fun. But I remember on the way home, Bonnie was like, I'm really excited because somebody was like, oh my God, Arlo really likes you because they're not nice to anybody. And Bonnie was like, oh my God, really? No shit. Cause we like sat and hung out and chatted with you and shot the shit and didn't think anything about
it. As fuck. I know exactly who it was.
Yeah, you know exactly who it was. But it was hilarious. Oh, we're just all standing around being our bitchy ass selves together. And it was so funny. We must have been the mean girls on the stoop smoking.
Oh God, that's so funny. I guess so. I'm happy like a Labrador puppy. And I
know,
can't
but
keep
it's
it
great.
In. Just, hi, how are you? Do you know what's so fun? Having Capricorn friends because they're exhausted of me all the time.
I bet.
In the peak of terror pandemic, Solomon Giorgio and I would go to the grocery store and I would make 8 new friends and he's like, I'm leaving you here, bitch. I've already left, actually. It's a text 20 minutes later. I'm sick of you. I'm gone.
It's
left.
Like personality ADHD.
Oh my
God. Hey, what are we looking for? Lunch meat? Me too.
Oh, I would love to grocery shop with you. That would be, we would never get anything done.
No,
because it would be really excitable and like feed off each other's energy and leave with Skittles.
Accidentally, yeah. We would steal.
Oh, for sure.
And leave drunk somehow. How did that happen?
Right? Did we drink White Claw in there? That's so weird. So.
I feel like that whole experience, we got so lucky because we got to meet people that flew in from everywhere. And it was like a lot of great local Portland comedians that are all fucking friends, like those junior high friends, you know?
Yeah,
you all know each other's bullshit. You all know each other's exes. You all know the drama. You all know who gets too drunk, or you all know who does a little too much cocaine and gets angry and like leaves with people's property. Like, you all know each other's stories, and we got to just like hear everyone's bullshit. And we were like, ooh, we're getting all the hot goss. And
it was great.
But we didn't have to deal with it.
And
you
there
know?
Wasn't any, it was like the funnest summer camp. We got the best version of everyone. Nobody was a total twat the entire time where everybody didn't like them. It was like the best time.
It really was a good time.
Clearly we miss it.
Yeah. And I think part of that like magic is that it was this singular opportunity because of the circumstances around it, because Tori, shout out Tori Ward, mm-hmm. who put so much of this on with obviously like a team following her father's death.
Yeah.
And then turning around and then being like, I'm putting on a festival. And we're like, fuck yeah. In the most haunted place I've ever been.
Oh my God. And that girl knows how to turn a tragedy into a celebration. I will tell you.
Shit.
That,
like, so goddamn funny.
Fucking funny. There's a lot of funny people in Portland.
I know.
You're in San Francisco now, yes?
LA.
LA?
LA.
Girl.
I LA.
I cannot keep track.
Listen.
Oh, I love it.
You didn't
it.
See Arlo popping out Runyon Canyon LA. Style. Just go, LA.
I've never, and I will never.
I've never runyoned the canyon, and I don't plan on it.
I'm sorry, and it's not even that pretty.
To be honest, I get exhausted watching my friends' videos.
Of I'm I like, do too.
I've got some beautiful views where I can drink. I don't need to go there.
I get allergies by proxy of just right? like, look how fucking dusty that
is. I look dry and you look sweaty. I hope you had a great time.
Where is your inhaler?
Oh, why aren't you wearing pants?
No. There are literal snakes everywhere on the trail.
Serious. Speaking of animals.
Speaking of snakes.
Perfect segue. Critters. Real good at this. Okay. What pet did you have that most kids would have been crazy jealous about? And I already know, but I just cannot wait for you to tell the people.
You guys don't want to talk about the parrot that we inherited from
I
my want grandfather?
To talk about all of your fucking animals. You have the weirdest pets. I'm into it.
So not the talking parrot named Rico Suave. So not that one.
100% talking parrot.
Also that.
Who would yell, shut up, honey, because he learned it from my grandfather, because that's what he would yell at my grandmother.
What a beautiful story of love.
Right. So probably not the parrot.
His no daddy. Way. Can you imagine what my parrot would say?
Oh, God.
I mean, that feels pretty tame.
I feel like the older the parrot, the more like just misogynistic and racist it's going to be.
A 1920s just... parrot?
Mm-hmm. Because he's been around people. He's been around men.
He's been around people. And people are the fucking worst.
Absolutely. Yes. So yeah, not the parrot. Is it the wolves, maybe?
Absolutely.
Wolves.
I cannot get enough of the wolves.
Werewolf. Weyerhaeuser, raised by wolves.
Werewolf, yeah. It's all in the title. Mm-hmm. it starts out sad and then it gets funny, kind of.
These are my classic. Favorite story. It's, I know, right? It's a reverse notebook. Yes.
The notebook, historically, very funny. My mom died when I was 6, and then it turns out she also died for my brother and sister. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. it was kind of a collective. And then my dad started to hire nannies, and it didn't go, you know, what people would consider great. like, one of them got fired because she was, like, brushing me and my sister's hair. At the time, mind you, me and my little sister had what you would call, like, Little House on the Prairie hair.
Right.
It was, we were doing a whole thing. You know what I mean? Right. Like, we were really like just living the whole life. We lived on a 25-acre ranch in the middle of goddamn nowhere in Oregon. And then we just had real long hair because, I don't know, we were busy. And so she was brushing my hair.
Which is idyllic and cute and ready for a movie, except.
She did it like a doll. And she did it for so long, crazy lady, I locked my knees and passed out, and she stepped out of the way, and I hit my head real hard, you guys, on this like antique weight thing that we had inexplicably in an upstairs bathroom. Iron, yeah, like a weight thing from like a weigh station. One knows how we even got into the upstairs bathroom, neither here nor there. But like nannies weren't going really good. Like one of them we just ran away from, and then when my dad came home, he was like, "Hey, where are the kids?" And she was like, "I don't know." So like, we were in the woods.
This is a don't tell mom the babysitter's dead situation.
Wow. Yeah, except we kill. Well, oh yeah, no, it is that. Sorry, I was thinking the other one. Adventures of the, remember that one?
Adventures of Babysitting. You had a few of each.
I did. So that wasn't going great. And then my dad found an ad for wolf puppies in the newspaper, and he got great idea.
As one does.
It was just to buy those wolf puppies. Didn't.
The only great idea.
There's not a lot of steps.
Something was for sale, and he had a light bulb.
Yeah, and it's illegal to pass up a sale if you're dad. So
absolutely.
So he went and got this litter of three puppies, and he was like, "Here, one for each of yous. I gotta go to work."
That's dad math. He's like, three dogs? Yeah. Huzzah.
He gender matched them to us at the time. Good. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So my little sister had the girl wolves and my brother had the boy wolf. And he was like, "I think that's parenting."
These wolves will now take you into adulthood.
Amazing at this. So gotta go. Bye. I went to work. And then, yeah, we like named them and played with them for like the summer, and then had to go to school. And then things started to get kind of complicated because people started to kind of find out that we had wolves. And like, as rural as our community is too strong of a word.
Just commune? Is that, if you shorten it, does it?
Oh, okay. County. County.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I didn't grow up in like a town. It was just like an unincorporated county found out about them.
Round the bend.
Mm. Yeah.
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 We grew up there too, so we're allowed to say such things. Yeah, we're allowed to say. As the crow flies, I think we were in close proximity.
The crow flies?
Yeah.
Which is such a hilarious unit of measurement and just.
It really is. They're fucking erratic flyers. I don't
understand. As the crow flies, we were like a quarter mile from my mom's literal body in her grave in the cemetery. So that's a funny weird twist. Oh,
stone's throw. Weird. Oof. That is a twist.
General. Yeah, we found a lot of arrowheads between our anyway. So then we had wolves, and then like people started to find out, and then they had a lot of opinions, and so like kids couldn't really come over to our house anymore, which we're like, yeah, we kind of get it. How do I put this? They don't enjoy the company of other humans.
I mean, you are their pack, and then everybody else can kick rocks.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
As they got into like wolfy adolescence, they start to figure out, you know, the hierarchy or whatever in a pack. And also like alpha wolf thing, we all know this is completely debunked, and it was based on a pack of like female. Anyway, whatever. There's not a alpha situation. What there is a cooperative, and in that the wolves very quickly learn that we are squishy and very stupid and that they had to take care of us, and so they did. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, they were like literally raised by wolves.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, like our neighbors were pissed.
Oh really?
Our neighbors had sheep.
Okay. That makes sense. I thought they were just being assholes, but they had like livestock. Were the sheep livelihood or just like pets?
I mean, which version do you which version do you want?
You're like, all of the above. That sounds great.
Because there's a version of the story with like, those sheep weren't even bringing in income. But then there's also the version of the story. It's like, those were still his sheep.
Those were still not wolf food. Oh my God. They were delicious either way you split it.
Yeah. Like, I'm sorry. They were just right there.
What did the wolves do when you were at school? And were kids jealous of you, or were they like, yo, y'all have wolves? That's weird.
They were not immediately until like we started getting excused from assignments and shit at school.
Cool.
Because our teachers were all just like, I don't know what's going on at that warehouse or house, but like there's a lot. I think there's just a lot going on.
There's
I think
wolves. The werewolf children are exempt from tests.
Do you know what was bigger news was that our mom was gone, obviously, kind of, you know what I mean? She was a human person. But like, that was so much more concerning to people than the fact that we had wolves. That was very much a second glance.
Well, their mom passed away. Of course they have wolves.
Right. What else could he do?
Did he remarry?
Yes. Well, yeah. And then also did that, which was a bad choice. But like, kind of also in a misogynistic way, because it's like, well, he's just like a dad raising kids. Like, you can't have that. And it's like, no, he's a,
men, you know, can't that he's a parent that.
Too, though, right? Yeah. So like, weirdly, fast forward, you know, a million years to like this weird men's rights movement, and people were like, yeah, and dads lose custody in court all the time. And I'm like, you know what? Actually, they have a really good point. Like, I hate to be on the side of this.
Wolves, guys.
But like, if you think about it, your life could be a Disney movie because it's got all the factors.
Thank you.
So you have a dead parent.
I've known her since I was very little. Mm-hmm. Yes, thank you.
You had the clueless father doing the best he could.
And that's the thing, not even clueless. Like, I would categorize him up there with woodsmen. You know what I mean?
Oh, good dad.
Oh, he's like he's like the hot lumberjack dad then in Disney format. Right. You know?
And you've gone too far that I'm comfortable with, but that's okay. He still stands by the decision.
And he's bringing home these cartoon wolves.
Yes.
And I love this.
Giving them to his small children by the firelight.
Building houses. Yes. Mm-hmm.
And then when he's at work, the kids and the wolves are growing up together.
We're splashing in the creek.
So cute.
We're running down the deer trail. Trails. We're like finding little crawdads to feed them. You know what I mean? Yeah.
The little toddler almost goes into the river, but the wolf's like
grabs it by the diaper.
It's got to be. It's got to be Disney-esque if you pull the child by the diaper, and then they avoid danger, and then the wolf goes.
The timeline of them growing up. You know, like when Simba and Timon and them were like walking on the log growing up. Only it's the wolves walking you guys to school.
Aww.
And then the wolves are like carrying your backpacks when you're little and cute. Okay, movie.
It's like you've read it already. It's like you already know.
I just love this so much.
We all could have used one. We needed another set of eyes on
I would
us
have
fucking crazy
my wolf
kids.
On people. I'm not somebody that should ever have had a personal wolf. Like that would have, or you would have weaponized a wolf.
I agree. you shouldn't have.
I would have had a dire wolf. It would have been like a straight up like Game of Thrones battle situation. Mage. Yeah. I would have been like, seize him. It would have been awesome.
What did you say? And then you just hear a snarl in the shadows and the eyes glow.
My enemy would be like, don't say shit about her. Wolf is listening.
Do you want to know some drawbacks?
Hell yeah. Ooh, what are drawbacks?
Because I feel like you're really painting a rosy picture, and I don't know that it's totally fair. But so, you know what I mean? Balance. Fair and balance is what I bring to you. Fair and balanced.
Real.
Realness. Living this far out in the country, like you can't just go to the grocery store all the time because there literally isn't one. There's Bob's Market and Bob works there and he loves like jerky and honey and not much else. Like it's just
real limited supply at the trading
post. Lot of ammo. So old timey that my favorite candy bar growing up was Charleston Chew, and no one's heard of that since the 40s.
I literally eat Charleston Chews all the time.
No, you don't. I do.
And Cowtails. Those are the two nobody knows about.
With your time machine?
Yes. In the movie candy section, they have the mini Charleston Chews, and my vintage tongue does love them.
That's cute. We were doing that. I was that. We are that.
They make a giant Charleston Chew now where I'm like, is that too much? I like the little ones because the ratio of that like waxy sweet ass vanilla chocolate on it is top notch with that taffy.
But did you have the strawberry ones?
Yeah.
I know, but those were the best.
The strawberry ones were dope.
R.I.P. strawberries.
I so vehemently disagree. Strawberry ones are trash. Vanilla is trash. Chocolate was the only way to go.
Chocolate
waxy,
on chocolate.
Waxy chocolate.
Yeah. I love them all because I'm fat, but like... This is how friendships are born.
Really
you have the friend that's like, ew, the strawberry one. And right? I'm like, I'll take it. And then like your best friends.
Otter Pop.
Otter Pop
relationships.
Too. Oh my God. Anybody that loved licorice jelly beans, I'm like,
we're best friends, but I don't want to
judge you and give you my beans, but fuck.
No, I'm like, don't breathe in my face for the next 45 minutes. I'll eat all the buttered popcorn ones and the ones that taste like they should be alcoholic.
The lime was definitely.
The lime was straight up margarita. I'm like, give me margaritas.
I'm drunk. I'm jelly beans drunk. Silly.
Give me those lime ones.
I do think that's how I maybe stayed in a relationship with the guy for 3 years, is because we had a perfect Otter Pop relationship. Aww. And we're like, why ruin a perfect thing?
You're like,
I love orange and grape.
You realize you could have just been like dope Costco roommates with him. Yeah.
No, I know. And we know that now. We're still friends to this day.
You could have cuts on the side of your mouth and never have to make out. It'd be fine.
Exactly. Perfect.
Oh, the Otter Joker Pop. Smile, and you're like, yes.
It hurts, but I want one more. The first time I ever got caught stealing as a child was my dad caught me, and he had just had elbow surgery. And so when he was going to sleep for the night, he would sleep on the couch so he could position himself and not like have my mom roll over in the night and like, fuck his elbow surgery. So he was like sleeping on the couch, and I had forgotten because I was a stupid second grader. I was like, well, whatever.
Child.
But we had so many Otter Pops, and I was like fiending. I asked before bedtime, was like, can I have an Otter Pop? My mom was like, no, you can't have an Otter Pop. You've already had two Otter Pops. And I was like, but mom, I want more Otter Pops. And she was like, no. So I waited for them all to go to sleep. And then it came out, and I was elbow deep in that freezer, teeny tiny child. And I heard, what are you doing? And I dropped like eight Otter Pops.
I would have jumped out of my skeleton.
What are you doing? Crazy. I was like, Otter Pop.
Hyperventilating mostly. I don't know.
Well, I'm pissed just now.
He didn't make me put them back. I had like eight Otter Pops. They went on the ground, and he was like, pick them up and get out of here. And it was like my best moment as a child. But then like I have a complex now, so it's not as delicious. He like gave them to me. So I'm like, now I'm eating like eight Otter Pops.
And wait,
like
he said, take them and
just take them and get out of it. Like, get out of my face.
Oh, because he was high on morphine.
He was high on meds from his elbow surgery. Mm-hmm. Right. But he gave them to me. So then they didn't taste as good. Like four in, you're like, this is too many, but now I have to keep going because I can't put them back because the house is asleep. I already got caught. They're melting.
Did you open them
all? I ate them all and like kind of made myself weirdly sick on them.
You were Kool-Aid drunk, man.
Yeah, cool.
I was, but I have this complex now as an adult where like if I'm at a friend's house, like they can literally invite me over for dinner. And I go over there, and if there's like candy in a dish, I like take some candy. And they're like, oh yeah, help yourself. I'm like, shh, tell me no.
Yeah.
It tastes better if it's stolen.
Tell me it's forbidden.
I'm not a thief, but like I will pretend to openly steal.
I like sneaky night candy when nobody knows I'm eating it.
Yum, yum. I just bought sneaky night candy.
What kind?
Easter. I'm not, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Going to heaven. But
it's
like
fine. We're creasters. We like the candy. It's fine.
And you know what I did? You'll love this. Okay. I got two like decorative gold bowls. They're like twins in the house. And I put one on top of the other so it looks like a stupid gold egg.
Hell yeah.
And then you have to like take off the bowl to get the secret Easter candy. You know what I mean?
Yes. So it's you make whole, yourself more like, for it.
Exactly.
Every time you open it, it's like,
exactly.
Magic
It's
candy.
A little treat of like, I sneak.
What's in it? Tell me everything.
Okay. A little disappointing because I bought it because I thought all the wrappers were going to be pastel because that's what the picture freaking said. Mm. But they're just gold ones, but it's Twix, Snickers, Milky Way, and peanut M&Ms. Oh, and Three Musketeers.
I like that.
Oh, so you're telling us you're wealthy because like those are very expensive candies.
I just sneakily ate the Cadbury eggs like a scary little crackhead in my basement because my kid, if he hears the wrapper, it's all fucking over.
Were they the shelled ones or the single demolished a whole bag of shelled ones in like 3 days the other day?
That's too much.
No.
It was, it gave me heartburn. Not like the cream-filled ones, the little hard shell,
the little tiny ones,
pastel-y ones that have the milk chocolate and
like Robin's
barely
eggs?
Robin's eggs. Yeah. Those are Robin's eggs. Cadbury eggs, that's too much liquid.
Oh, that would be fucking,
I'm a diabetic. Guess how much insulin I shot to be able to just gorge on chocolate.
At that point, do you just chug it?
I just like needles everywhere.
Gross.
I just squirt it in my mouth and
she's just showering.
And I'm skipping meals and I'm like trading it in for chocolate.
You're just injecting the candy before you eat it.
Yeah.
She's doing a flavor.
She's
count.
Like, you know, I just like to do a line of pixie sticks and then hit myself with some. Those are the ones, though, that like if you don't crack the shell and you just warm them up in your mouth, then when you they like press the roof of your mouth down, they shatter. They're melted inside, but then that candy coating. Me. I make candy explosives and I'm.
Yeah.
Fucking dynamite at it.
It's such a sensory delight.
It is. Everybody has their own way, though, because if I eat them in Sneaky Town down here,
you just throw them in your cheeks.
I just chew them up like I'm never going to have another one. And then it shrapnels the roof of my mouth worse than a Sour Patch Kid.
Yeah.
That cuts so good. And then the chocolate is still hard. So it's like, you just, there's like 12 in a little packet.
What is it like?
It's Scrabble Mouth. I know that sound. I'm familiar with that sound.
It's like the great.
Love what candy. Are we talking about? Oh, this is going to bring it all the way back. You're going to be so impressed. Ooh, my greatest treat as a child, because we weren't allowed fun or joy or sugar, was the cup of orange and vanilla ice cream with a wooden stick.
The 50-50.
I love the weird-ass wooden spoon. It had a specific taste.
Spoon, I think, is too strong of a term.
It's a paddle for soft stuff.
A flavor spade.
It's a paddle.
It's a flavor spade.
Oh, my God.
We would get them, though, from the Schwann's man.
Yes.
For those uneducated, right?
Schwann, yeah. Schwann's was a guy in a white hat.
Literally would show up in a white hat.
Yeah.
Frozen food delivery service for kids that don't live close enough to Costco. So, like, Schwann's would come to our house. Guess what happened?
What?
The wolves were there.
Oh, fuck. Did the wolves eat the Schwann man? Oh, my God. This really did circle back.
They terminated service. You know what I mean? Like...
Oh,
and we're like, no, we get it. That's fine. The absolute childhood dilemma of watching this Schwann's man being trapped in the delivery truck and being like, no, just come out. No, just
they
come
won't
out.
Bite you. They just want sweet flavor spade ice cream.
I mean, they're definitely going to bite you.
Give me the ice cream and nobody gets hurt.
My dad's not home. It's just us kids. Can't you just leave it at the gate?
You're throwing coins at him as he peels out of your driveway. Come on.
Just open the back and let it fall out.
Oh my God.
It's the taste of the wooden stick plus the ice cream that makes it special.
The stick is so strong.
It's so weird.
Dries it out. It's like a good Chardonnay. You know what I mean? Dries it right out.
It's got an oaky finish.
So I'm saying.
The sticks have that classic flavor where if you let it linger in your mouth too long or you suck too hard to get the ice cream off, it full on is just like stick mouth. You just
splinters.
Stick mouth in.
Like, ball linters.
Do you guys want to know my favorite candy memory?
Yeah.
And it's so simple. And it's like I want to make a gif out of it because it's so simple.
Okay.
It's where you take the push pop and it gets in that like movable mode to where you can put it in your mouth and suck it in and out and go click, 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 click because you're sucking the candy in this tube.
What's
push pop.
Is it?
What's don't push me. Ice cream one? Push a push pop.
A push up is an ice cream.
Lipstick shape. Sucker one.
The one that looks like a dog's
a push-up is the Flintstone sherbet.
Old dog dick
old
sucker.
Old dog dick sucker.
A push-pop is the candy. And I used to literally tell people all the time. Mm-hmm. Like someone would like shove me back and I'd be like, don't push me. Push a push-pop. And then I got to the age where people were like,
that's why you got pushed.
What the fuck are you talking about?
And then she's like, I said don't fucking push
don't
me.
Don't push me.
She'd shank him. She made
so Arlo just mentally booked a flight to come fucking push me.
Oh, of course she
like,
did.
This bitch is push me. I was
and
like
then
the
I
Carlton of
with candy.
Candy.
And I'm like, here you go, idiot. Here's your fucking candy.
Oh here's your candy. And I'm over there going, on a fucking
warming up.
You guys are like, this chick's whack, but I like it.
She's got like rhythm.
Hey, real quick candy poll. Remember the one friend you had that was way too into Fun Dip? How into cocaine did they get? Because I think it's...
Oh my God, that's me. I was so into Fun Dip.
Did you get real into coke?
I can't then... do coke because I can't put things up my nose. Because
did you try?
Did
you try? Did you even try?
How do you know you like something if you don't try?
I know I don't want to put anything up my nose because I was on swim team and the chlorine really fucked with my brain.
And it's I feel the like same.
If chlorine did that, cocaine also could you even picture me on cocaine.
That's Shannon's like naturally high all the time.
I'm like
it's
this
exhausting.
Normal. I drink to calm down.
I drink. Adderall works the same way.
She's a doctor.
I am Dr. Shan. Drink to calm your tits. fucking take a sip.
See, you're not an old doctor, though, because then you would have been like, cocaine, everything.
Yeah, you got ghosts in your blood. Do cocaine about it.
You do have ghosts in your blood.
Okay, but then if you like candy necklaces, right. Does that mean you turned into like a little candy raver later?
You're just a whore.
Oral fixation. Yeah, exactly. That's, you're a total hoe. Absolute hoe.
Use a hoe.
Girl, you were 4 and you're like, can I eat your necklace? It's right next to your face.
I was obsessed with candy cigarettes, and now I'm addicted to real cigarettes.
Ooh. I do remember my first candy cigarette, and it was at a funeral.
Oh, was no. it? Damn. Do tell. Say more.
It was a member of the church, and we did the funeral, which in the Fundamental Baptist Church that I grew up in was just a real opportunity. Mm-hmm. Anytime anyone died, including my mother, but like anytime anyone died, our pastor really took it as an opportunity to remind us all that hellfire is surefire. Oh. You know what I mean? If you weren't right with God. So it was a big message of, you know, making sure you're right with God, and like blessed and highly favored is a big part, you know, blah, blah, blah. We do the whole thing. We all are pretty sure we're going straight to hell. And then we go and have food after, you know, and it was outside of a Sizzler.
Wish Sizzler still existed.
They do.
Do they?
Sorry. I'm so sorry for yelling. There is one in LA.
And it fared well during the pandemic?
I have no idea, nor do I care. Do you understand me?
Yes.
It exists. Yeah. Also, there wasn't a week on this godforsaken earth that they didn't have E. coli. Anyway, there is one Sizzler in LA, at least that I know of. And I got more high than I was alive one night. And I ordered it from them because I couldn't believe what I was seeing. You know what I mean?
Wait, you ordered Grubhub Sizzler?
Postmates, babe.
Oh, it's LA. LA. Sorry. Oh,
and it came, and it, I was so high that like, I didn't think, you know what I mean? I was like, well, this is a funny thing I did while I was stoned. And then it arrived and I was like, oh no.
Now I have to eat it and see what happens.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that I've just beckoned this into existence. Like, I am afraid that I just manifested.
You summoned something?
Yes.
Oh my. Were you alone?
Yeah.
Oh my God. What did you order?
Yeah. This was early pandemic. Oh. The only time I've ever lived by myself in my whole life. God.
I'm so sorry.
I think I got cornbread.
Just cornbread.
5 pounds of cornbread.
I got a craving.
Hellfire, surefire. Bring me the cornbread. Oh my God.
I don't remember what else, but I remember cornbread. There might not be a Sizzlers in LA. Do you understand me?
I'm picking up what you're putting down. Someone just sent it to you from their house.
There's like a side of cold pilaf for no reason.
But like, stop texting me. It was a rice pilaf. Remember the 90s when we were like, rice pilaf? Okay, healthy.
100%.
It's buttered rice. What were we doing?
This healthy.
I think we turned out great.
I think we're fine. Say.
I think we turned out really good.
I mean,
good.
Our memories are solid.
We're like
Swiss cheese.
We're like alive.
You know.
Even if we're not like living.
Every day. It's so exhausting.
So we used to go to Sherry's or Denny's, but like Sherry's first option. And that's when you could smoke in restaurants. Mm-hmm. That's all.
Oh, people don't even understand how precious of a time zone that was and how our exact age allowed us to GAM, AOL CDs,
absolutely,
and smoke in Sherry's at the exact same age.
Absolutely. And the crazy part is we could smoke at Sherry's at all hours because it's 24 hours.
And no one was like, can I see your ID? You look 15 and you're smoking cigarettes. We're like, yeah, mind your business, Carol.
Right. We're like, suck my dick, fill my coffee.
Can you imagine being a waitress though, and there's a bunch of kids smoking? I would just give them the whitest girth because I just can't.
This is why I know I'm not getting into heaven is because of who I was at Sherry's when I was 15 years old.
Okay, so I used to do this trick and I was fun and all my friends were stoned and they thought I was magic. Granted, this is how dumb it was, but picture you're high. So I would take all the sugar packets and I would line them up like they were my arsenal, and I would put them on the end of a fork and then slam the front of the fork and try to launch it into the light shade. And I would fill a fucking light fixture with
I know you did. Yep.
I was so good at
such
it.
Such a bitch.
I was also really good at quarters. I think those two skills are identically matched.
My little sister was amazing at quarters. Right. It's a real skill set to bring into your party.
It's great. And it's great to make big guys that think they're the shit drink because you bet them on stuff. And I'd be like, bet I can make this equal packet into that light fixture. And they're like, psh, you're on. I'm like, drink, bitch. Chug your coffee. Like,
good, chug your find coffee. Out, you little what bitch. Are you
doing? He'll have another cup in the runs, please.
He's going to shit his ass in 45 minutes.
As a 15-year-old, I'm really impressed. As a don't worry about it, I'm really deeply mad at you. You know what I mean?
As a person who's worked in a restaurant, I hate myself.
Yeah.
But I was a fucking dope-ass high schooler.
I do believe that is the only form of karma that's alive and well in this universe. Is whatever you did as a youth, you get back when you work as a server.
I hated the service industry because everybody was mean to me. So I deserve every ounce, every trucker slap on the ass. I deserved all of that.
Oh,
okay,
Lord.
That's not true.
You
I
got
didn't
trucker
those.
Slaps?
Yeah, because I worked in a truck stop diner where old ladies tip me a quarter and tell me to put it towards my college fund, and I'd call them a cunt on the way back to the walk-in. It was great.
Oh. I also feel like how much you tip as an adult is a reflection
of how sorry I am for what I did.
Let's say you were a piece of shit in a diner, then you worked in a diner, and now you're fucking now grown up.
Oh.
Let's start at 30.
Yeah,
I promise the food industry friends that I have know that I am a good tipper because I already know that that's my karma.
Yeah.
I was a piece of shit.
Do you know what age I just hit?
What? Oh, no.
I just hit the age where if someone gives me really good service, when I walk out, I tell the manager how great they were.
Yes, you do. Because you're a good person.
She was a delight. You should give her a rate. I just say it like jokingly, but like loud enough that like other people can hear.
And the hope is that four other more ladies will do that day. And then the manager's like, fuck, we can't let go of Holly. She's killing it.
She was late 36 times this month, but bitch, she.
That's what makes her sparkle.
Right? She needs the sparkle. She really shines.
She has 10 minutes.
She's doing blow in the walk-in, but you know what? She gets the best compliments.
Exactly. You know what she's not doing in the walk-in? Crying. So, I don't know.
Applaud to Holly.
Good job,
our
Holly.
Our fictional fangirl.
Let's all mind our business and give Holly a raise.
Seriously, everyone named Holly, you're getting a raise tomorrow. There is very scientific, fact-based support that there is like a 5 to 6 year window of the age where you stop writing your phone number on the receipt for the server you thought was cute to when you're telling the manager that Chad did a great job or Holly or whomever.
There's something that happens.
There's a window of time where you don't do anything and you just sit in your existence.
When your inner hoe goes out to pasture.
Oh, like you're killing her slowly at Izzy's.
Is it a reverse real world?
Oh, maybe.
Like you stop getting real and you start getting polite.
Ooh.
She keeps asking about if we can smoke in this restaurant. Let her be.
We're so curious.
Okay, Bon, what's your question?
So the question pertains to collections. Mm-hmm. And as a child, did you have any collections specifically in the movie domain or VHS category?
Oh, my dad dated that lady.
I feel the memories just rolling back.
Oh,
this is good.
Yeah. My dad dated this lady. This lady was obsessed with Coca-Cola. This is how abrupt my dad's dating pattern was. I came home from school one day. My dad introduces me to the lady, and there's Coca-Cola memorabilia all over our house. And I was like,
what? She moved her shit in while you were at
school? What happened first? She was like, check this out. And they'd converted my stepsister's bedroom into a movie screening room. And we're like, we have a living room, you nerd. She put all of her VHSs in there, and it was like every single Disney movie known to man, which actually worked out really well for me at the time because I was like maybe 16, and perfect. I did fuck a lot in that Disney room.
Nice. Oh, that's a dream. That's the coolest.
I'm sorry, you made a private room with a door that locks
right?
with movies
you thought
in
that
it?
Was okay, just for dummy. You, Dad?
All
oh
right.
My God. That's a beautiful collection. Everyone's getting handy J's and or whatnots in that room.
Yeah. And like, it was so opportune. I fucked people I would never have fucked. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Where I was like, I guess we're here.
Shockingly.
Fuck.
Our friend, shockingly, I fully understand. Our friends had a weird jacuzzi and then like an offshoot, like changing room off the jacuzzi room. And then there was like a great room off. Like, who has these?
In there. Can we all share the collective disappointment that we found out that water is in no way lubricated and that jacuzzi sex is?
Absolutely.
Aww.
I was like, hot tubs? Those looked fabulous.
It looks like sex boiling over. It's a witch's cauldron.
Awkward people soup. It was horrifying.
Yeah. Water's dry somehow. It's fascinating.
If you had one memory of one special moment of a movie that you had watched during your hanky-panky Disney room days, what movie, if someone threw it on just genuinely innocent, could you not fucking sit through? Because you'd be like, whoa, I fucked up this movie.
Fantasia. The original.
Wow. That's a long one.
You see hippo ballerinas and you suddenly go back in time.
And it feels classy.
That is the child equivalent of like going to the opera and the ballet.
Yeah.
Oh, it's classical.
It's the spring one.
Right. Yes.
And the little fairies. Yeah. And they're like coming alive and then they're like dancing in the little pool. That's the horniest thing that Disney's ever made.
But also those fairies were sensual as shit.
They were.
And they were just so sleepy. They were so sleepy and horny.
And let me lay down and take a nap in a flower.
Give me that baby Pegasus. Little thing waking up and just snuggle right in. Aww.
Okay, that's pretty cute. There was also like a lot of water. Everything goes back to water and ice cream.
It really was moist.
Fantasia's an amazing choice.
You know what I think you should do?
Uh-oh.
Is you need to turn on some Disney Plus.
Oh, God.
And just have some special wine time with Arlo tonight. Oh, just put on some Fantasia and like self-care.
Oh, my God.
Hashtag self-care.
I think I'm asexual. Is that a good time to bring that?
We're like, if Fantasia just doesn't even do it for me anymore.
It's like a rediscovery because I haven't thought about this in years, but every time that I've watched Fantasia, and it's been a bunch, I've felt a certain way and I don't understand it. And now I've connected the dots. I'm too stupid.
Oh, honey. Oh, my God.
What an awakening.
It was Fantasia the whole time.
This is the whole point of this podcast. We're now both doctors. And you're welcome for this, is what we call in the business a breakthrough.
Oh, my God.
This is such a good deal for a breakthrough.
Yeah.
And I didn't have to pay $100.
No. Well, we're billing you, but no, it's $200.
We'll have to pay you because the damage this is causing.
When we say copay, it means you can grab a friend and they can help.
Hope you like food stamps. Bye.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I do love your stories because you are a very good storyteller.
Oh, I have one final question.
Okay.
Can't wait.
Comedian actor daydreams. A lot of comedians write for TV shows or also have the daydream of this would be a perfect role for me. Just let me write myself into your show. I'm going to do it justice. It's going to be great. What TV show were you obsessed with as a youth that you would have loved to have been a part of the cast?
MASH.
Yes. Oh my God, I picked the wrong time to drink something. Oh, fuck. All that straight went into my lungs.
MASH.
I don't know why I love this show as much as I fucking did, but it was absolutely my 100% 10 out of 10 comfort show. I was obsessed with it. It was obviously reruns only, but I was like, this is my shit. And the rare opportunity that I got to like control the TV from my older brother and younger sister, it was like, Mom, I'm watching this Korean War sitcom.
I will tell you that we used to sneak and watch TV.
Yes.
I remember Bonnie and I, like, commando army crawling up the hallway to peek and watch our parents watch TV.
Fuck yeah.
After we got put to bed, we would watch Married with Children, which we weren't supposed to be
naughty,
watching.
Naughty, naughty.
And then MASH was right afterward.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And we would lay there. We would fall asleep in the fucking hallway sometimes.
I used to fall asleep on the landing of our stairs. Yeah, yeah.
Why is that a comfort show? But it is.
Because it's like, what's his name?
Alan Alden.
Yes, Alan. And like, I think like the tone of the show, which is just like doomsday.
Yeah. But comedic doomsday.
Yes. Yes. Like,
we are the way we are.
And then it took me until like 5 years ago to realize that the theme song for that show is the most depressing song.
Yeah, 100%. It's so good though.
It's so, suicide is painless.
So life is a big merry-go-round.
The theme song is Suicide is Painless.
Oh, I was right. It was that.
And then just the trappings of a Korean War, which are being portrayed in the outfit of Vietnam War.
Bonnie's rocking out right now.
Are just conveyed to a tiny child. And I'm like, no, I get it. And I love it. And I love everything about this.
Oh my God. She's playing her phone like it's a saxophone right now. I just feel compelled to take
it. A trumpet. Get it right.
This
is the army.
Oh my God.
And it was a trumpet.
Also, our dad was in Vietnam, so he liked to watch
that'll do it. That'll do it.
And we watched, we're like, yeah, we're watching war with dad.
Yeah, it's set in a previous war, being right. Like, this is a very thinly veiled metaphor.
100%.
So would you be a character on MASH? Like, would you replace them and you wanted to be a
not replace
one?
At all.
Did you want to add you?
Yeah.
A child.
Yeah, not a child. As a full adult. I've never
So you were picturing yourself grown, but being on MASH.
Yeah, I've never imagined myself as a child.
Shouldn't.
You were an adult in your brain at six, I think.
You
were like, I'm sorry.
Absolutely.
Grown-up authority figures, I'm not thrilled with what you're doing.
I feel like even in my like most fantastical childhood fantasies, inexplicably, my dad got a 12-foot satellite dish.
Oh,
as one does.
That he definitely didn't like purchase retail. You know what I mean? Like it was like a trade-up situation where he just like did enough work, whatever. So anyway, we got this literal 12-inch like NASA quality TV dish. So my brother figured out the programming for the dish to tune it so that we could watch wrestling.
Yes.
And wrestling reruns were my like everything. Like
what kind of wrestling?
Old school Midwest reruns that had only ever aired on local
oh my God. So are we talking like Rowdy Roddy Piper?
Absolutely. We're talking Andre the Giant before he died. We're talking about the Big H. We're talking like every big daddy that was in that.
I get to talk about my crush on Buff Bagwell again. Yes. Buddy had a crush on Buff Bagwell.
Okay, and even like the hella racist ones. You know what I mean? Like, so my obsession was specifically Andre the Giant. And so I cultivated a wrestling persona as a child. Me and my brother would like literally physically set up a cage match in our house before my dad would come home from work. And we would just like literally take flying elbows at each other from the top of furniture that was not supposed to be stacked.
Did you take all the cushions off the couch?
Yes, the fuck we didn't. You knew that. You knew that before you asked.
Absolutely. And then all of your couches and your chairs and the walls are perimeters.
Yes.
And maybe tiny sister's a referee. She doesn't matter. And then you're like on it. Oh my God.
Yeah, my brother would do tag team matches with me and my little sister together. And the caveat was he would stay on his knees so that it would be like, there. But my home life centered around this persona that we built up. So my brother really helped me with this persona, which was my middle name twice and then a fun little rhyme. So my middle name was Gene. So it was Gene the Mean Machine. And I had like a power up. Like I had audience.
Oh my God. Did you have arm movements and everything?
Oh, fuck yeah. And my only move was the headbutt. So it'd be like, ooh, Gene the Mean Machine's looking mad. Oh, they might strike you with the headbutt. And it would just be me sprinting at my brother from across the room, trying to hit him in the middle of the gut with my head, and then being like deflected by his knee and being like, that went crazy.
That went totally.
I never saw that coming.
Oh my gosh. Cousin Jason, Lord rest his little soul, he taught me wrestling moves because he was like 5 years older than me and rough and tumble.
Fuck yeah.
We would do a stage thing in the backyard when grandma wasn't looking.
Yep.
And it was like, now run at me with your arm out and I'll run at you with my arm out.
Exactly. And then I'll do the pratfall.
Safe fall. Clothesline you. Yeah. But then I would chicken out and not want to hit him or hurt him.
With your whole arm. And also break your arm in half.
Because, he's bigger than me. And then he would literally just clothesline me and throw me. Like, I would hit AstroTurf. It was rough 80s ground situation. But we beat the shit out of each other. I had so many scraped knees.
We wailed on each other. What a heyday in wrestling.
I fucking love wrestling. I
love it so much.
And all different people other than just weird, old, cis white men talk about wrestling. Because this is so fun.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay, Bond, do you want to get into this or that time?
Yeah, do you want to play a game with us where you get to choose your choice?
Yeah.
Good, because you have to.
Good.
It's a part of the podcast. You have to do it.
We make you do it.
So we're going to ask you a multiple choice question, and you have to just choose one or the other. Rapid fire.
Okay, rapid fire. Okay,
you go. Oh, I was going to make you go first.
Sisters.
Quick-like.
Okay, character on a TV series or stand-up special of your very own?
Honestly, character on TV series.
I mean, it feels like long-term more pay, right?
That's yeah, like don't tell anybody, but I really want to be on Star Trek. Yeah.
Hell yes. Don't tell anybody. We're telling everybody.
We're telling everyone we know. Okay.
I never acted, and then I got to do one acting, and I was like, this is it. And this is, I love it so much. It's so good. You could just say stuff, and then you're paid so good.
I feel like you'd be a really good actor, like on all the things.
I got to do a movie, and then the director was like so annoyed with me.
That's perfect. The that means you're time. A real actor.
He was like, what do you think you're doing? And I'm like, I don't know. What do you? I don't
direct
know.
Direct me.
He'd be like, hey, take this line and like just really ground it. And I'm like, hey, I'm going to need you to come all the way back right now and talk to me in my face really quietly so no one else hears. What do you mean by grounded?
Is this just your terminology or is this Hollywood terminology?
I literally have no idea.
Is there a glossary
that?
Of things you're saying I should find?
So I'm grounded. Do I feel trapped? Where are we going from here?
Grounded. And you want me to go heavy
on like,
this?
Just throw it away. Just
fucking say it. Like, throw it away. What does that mean?
That do I lay down? That like, doesn't help at all.
So you don't want me to say the line.
So I leave by.
I'm going to do it until you smile. Then I'm going to do it that exact way 9 more times.
Grounded out.
Craig Robinson was actually the person that gave me the most shit. It was like, so you're just going to keep doing it the same way? And I'm like, I literally do not understand the assignment.
No, so you lean in and you go, Craig, help me the fuck out, bro.
Craig, what would you do?
What does he mean when he says this?
And he's like, I don't know, just do whatever.
Are we throwing it all away or are we grounding it out?
I would love to act again rather than stand up. Stand up seems like a punishment, but like.
Backpack or fanny pack?
Fanny pack. I'm going anywhere that requires a backpack. I look like I want to go camping all the time. I do not. I want to have drugs, my cell phone, and a charger in a fanny pack.
Smart.
And just like be about the town.
Sandwich or pizza?
Oh, pizza. 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 People think they're doing too much with sandwiches and there's too many ingredients in them and stop.
I fucking love sandwiches. Stand up at a small venue or to a large outdoor crowd?
Ooh, small venue for sure. For sure. Give me a tiny weird little like Morticia Adams basement.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Like dimly lit where there's like eye contact.
No cell phone reception.
Yeah. California or Pacific?
California.
We were born there, so we have no traded.
Yeah, it's no. Vice versies. Vice versies. Yeah.
Sack lunch or hot lunch?
Hot lunch because I know what my sack lunch is. And I was a hot lunch kid because I was a poor kid.
Same, and from dude, first
to
third,
yep, first to third grade.
Hot lunch was fucking hot bomb, lunch, babe. Though. Square pizza forever.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. Also, like a huge part of it is because our lunch lady genuinely knew us and cared about us.
Yeah, us too. She gave us extra.
Yeah, she was like, oh, you poor fucking Weyerhaeuser kids. Jesus Christ. Oh. Here's like an extra chicken nuggy.
You look like you probably skipped breakfast. That was us too.
You just got a lot going on. I heard you got wolves. Oh, no one likes that.
Wolves. You said it like I heard you got ticks.
Or like your house has termites.
Everyone was mad.
We're going to give you time compliments. It's time for compliments. It's the best, worst part of the show for some folks. So sit back and relax while we each shower you with genuine adoration for the human that you are.
I'm just going to go pee really quick, though. You guys are fine, right?
Hold it. Do you want to go first?
I would love to.
Okay, go.
Arlo, I was very intimidated by you when I first met you. Pure laughter.
I love that.
For sure, because you just like reek of confidence and had this air about you that made me feel like, why are you both laughing?
Because you said reek.
Oh,
like we just talked about reeking. It's hilarious.
You have an air of self-confidence that made me a little intimidated. And mind you, I was not a comedian, but we were surrounded by comedians. Oh, and it just felt like you were like, no nonsense, had your shit together. And listen, this is how you come off to strangers.
Okay. This is her first impression of you.
Yeah, that was my first impression of you. I am so happy to sit and weed through your past and all the crazy stuff that has happened to you in your life that has formed you into this person. I just think you're so fucking fun. I love your dark sense of humor and the fact that literally we started this out and you were like wheeze laughing from the get-go and I was like, this is gonna be my dream come true. It's my favorite kind of laugh. You're just silly and fun. I don't feel like you have that bullshit Hollywood in you. Aww. That makes me fucking hate other comedians. I can love a comedian, and then you know how they say that thing like don't meet your heroes?
Oh yeah.
I've met several comedians that I held in high regard that I was like, they're really funny, and then I meet them, I was like, oh, they're actually dead inside. They're fully awful humans. Back. You are a fucking cool person and you deserve everything. And I hope the whole world opens up and they're just like, here's your fucking series special.
Have 10 shows.
Have 10 shows.
Yeah. I'm going to listen to this part every day.
There's a part two.
Wake up. You're amazing.
No, I know. It's going to be the good night part. This is going to be the wake up.
So I admired your comedy before we got to hang out with you at Undertow.
The close.
You are alarming and disarming at the same time. And it is my favorite kind of person because you have like comedic wit that's like a little bit of a slap your mama kind of humor.
Yeah.
But you're just the real shit to talk to in person. You care about people. You don't give too many fucks about what other people think about you.
Not yeah.
Even a little bit.
And I knew that you were our kind of people because
you surround yourself with people we love and admire yeah. and cherish. And our overlap is so strong, it's creepy.
Oh, the Venn diagram is nuts.
Right. Not even just Portland or Seattle or LA.
We just know the same people.
Yeah. We run in comedic circles of funny people, but we run in the good circles of people that are good humans. There's a big difference.
Like, yeah. We don't keep
not all comedians are made of the same shit. Not all talent is made of the same shit. You are not just a one-note comedian. You are a fucking talent. And
you're
smart. You are very fucking smart.
You have such smart.
How dare you?
The way that you perform is so like well-timed and calculated yeah. in a way that makes it look so easy.
I love it. I don't remember who said that. I don't remember if it was Noriko or one of the Portland chumps said something like somebody said something like, oh, you have quick wit, and they're like, we have shit wit. That's like, it's not quick wit, it's just our knee-jerk reaction is gallows humor. Mm-hmm. And the dark fully. Comedy is like, you can come with knee-jerk. A comeback because that's just what it is. But like, yeah. it's still smart. It's fucking hilariously smart.
Do you know that the Portland Mercury described me as delightfully unhinged? And it took And I was mad. Kind of rude. And then I was like, no, I get it.
They're not wrong.
You're like, delightful and unhinged. I don't identify with either of those things. Thank you so much. I identify right in the middle. It's called shit wit. Thank you so fucking much.
Heard myself and I was like, no, I get it.
You are.
A PE teacher that's been unleashed.
Delightfully unhinged. I like it.
It's pretty great.
I've been trying to sell it for a while.
That's like a gleaming compliment.
I love this part of the podcast.
God honest truth, man. We give no shit compliments. So speaking of comedy and things,
yeah.
where can the peoples find you?
I am at Arlo CW Instagram and Twitter.
We love you. Sincerely.
Super seriously.
Thank you.
Next time you're in town, I would love to see you and hang out.
I will sing it upon the, you know, high heavens. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. This is really,
thank you
really
for
fun.
Being on our show. It's been so much fun.
You're fun.
So fun.
This is thrilling.
Yeah. It made my night. I was in a frump mood earlier today. Night. And this
I
like,
was in such a funky mood too.
Really? Because as soon as we walked in, you were like a
bottle
punchy,
of joy.
Silly laughing.
Well, yeah, I like, but I also got to cuddle with my roommate's dog for a little bit and that helped my mood.
Aww. All right. Let's say goodbye to all the people. Okay. Goodbye, people.
Bye.
Goodbye,
fams. Bye, App.
If you had a great time and you love our podcast and you want to support us, how can they do that, Shannon?
You could follow us at a Patreon and find some behind-the-scenes silly good stuff at patreon.com/youarethat for as little as $1 a month.
If you want to support the podcast with no monies,
yeah,
you can do so by rating and reviewing, and now you can even rate on Spotify.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Realistically,
anywhere you listen.
I just went and did it.
Yeah.
It's really easy.
So great.
I gave us 2 stars, one for each of us.
That feels low, but I appreciate it. Like 5 would be better.
5.
A 5-star would be rad.
5 is better.
It'll help us stay where other people can find us organically, and everybody loves organic.
But this is free. We also have merch that you can, you know what, put on your body.
Or your couch.
We are a couch cover
podcast
company. We have all kinds of shit. Where can they find the merch, Shannon?
Youarethatmerch.com.
That's a great location for merch.
It is.
For You Are That podcast.
Right?
We're also on social media. So if you guys want to find us, we are most active on the Instagram. And that is no, you are that.
Don't forget the no.
It's a rebuttal.
Yeah. And then on the Facebooks, there is a regular page where you can get classic updates and then a group where you can participate in all kinds of silly things.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.
We appreciate you.
She's like, and you shit on my lawn. It got weird.
You shit on my lawn.
Why are you pooping my yard?
You averted your eyes while you shame shat on my back lawn.
I saw you arch your back. We can't be friends anymore. It's fucking creepy.
You're marking my territory.
Right. You made eye contact and lifted your leg. We can't be peers.
Yeah.
Oh, he's like, God. That guy drinks blood. She's like, but you pissed on me.
You fucking peed on my shoe.
Without consent, you fucking perv.
You marked me.
I still side with the fucking werewolf.
Me too.
That's insane that she went with that weird dead kid.
You could braid his hair as a human, and then he became a wolf, and you could braid his hair as a wolf.
And you had like a meaningful community and like a really good peer group.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.